So, my dudes, this is Sid Talks, another episode. We're doing ours today on language, why it's important to me and Sean. I've got Sean here with me, one of my best friends.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, we're going to be chatting about how language has impacted our lives and how we've been able to learn new languages throughout our lives. So I guess, like, for you, Sean, like why is language so cool to you, man?
Oh, I feel like my response to this changes from day to day, but I think more than anything, it's just awesome to be able to kind of open up my worldview and be able to like introduce myself to a new culture, to a new way of thinking through that language. And so it's like it helps me to like discover new facets of myself, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just more than anything, it's like this awesome puzzle that actually like is useful for communicating with people. It's like the same reason that people like to do, like crosswords and stuff. I feel like that's how languages kind of are in my head, but it has an even bigger payoff because you can actually communicate with more people in the end, So, I don't know. I think those are the two biggest reasons is being able to communicate with more people and also just it's kind of a fun puzzle.
Oh yeah. I totally agree with you on that. Like, in my experience, so I was able to learn Spanish as a second language, and I learned that you get to know people a lot better when you can learn how to communicate with them. Like Hispanic people that are bilingual are way easier to relate to when you speak to them in their native tongue. It's just super cool.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think I saw the same thing, learning Spanish. It was like, well, and it was awesome because the Spanish speaking people that I interacted with, most of them were from Mexico or a few from Central America, and they were just like, their culture was such that as soon as they saw that you were doing your best to, like, even in the early days when I didn't speak very well, they were just like so thrilled that I was like even willing to go through the trouble of learning their language and like getting to know their culture. And they were just like so welcoming. It was honestly awesome because I feel like I don't, I feel like maybe you don't get that in all cultures, but definitely as far as Spanish speaking goes, it was awesome to see like just how much they just like took you in and were like, yo, that's so cool that you're learning my language. Like, and they were totally fine if you made some mistakes and whatever.
Yeah, I totally feel you. Like, it's just, yeah, out of any language to learn, Spanish definitely is a good one to start with because the people that you talk to are just the most down to earth and chill people on the planet. Just so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and not only is the culture awesome and the people awesome, but it's also like one of the most spoken languages worldwide, and it's relatively easy to learn compared to other languages, and it's
Yeah.
like so widely spoken. It's just like so awesome on so many fronts, and it sounds beautiful in my opinion.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's awesome.
Super. Yeah, like seriously though, like isn't there a statistic? I don't have the numbers, but like speaking English like eventually will be a minority in the United States. Like
Oh yeah. So I know I think the most recent numbers I saw is that the United States will become like by like 2050, I think it will have more Spanish speakers than Mexico, which is insane.
Whoa.
And currently the United States, I mean, granted it's a larger area, but it's still insane.
Yeah.
Like the United States currently has more Spanish speakers than any other Spanish speaking country except for Mexico.
That's so
So
crazy,
like the
man.
United States has so many Spanish speakers and it's like, listen, bro, like
Yeah.
if you're thinking about learning a language, like learn Spanish because it will be so useful and it's also just so cool.
Yeah, seriously,
Like the
man.
culture, the people, it's just, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm sure, yeah, because of globalization and all the things that are going on in the world today, like I don't have any doubts that like Spanish will be one of the top languages that people speak. Like right now I'm doing a summer sales job, and so I'm knocking on people's doors and just talking to them. And I'm here in Texas right now doing that, and a lot of people speak Spanish, more than I thought, which is really cool for me because I get to practice. Super fun. But
Yeah, it is awesome. And like similarly, I'm in the middle of Idaho, just this tiny little state, and I landscape currently, just in the summers, and I interact with probably more Spanish speakers than English speakers just for my day, like on a day-to-day basis. I just work with people that speak Spanish. And so it's awesome. Like days where I speak more Spanish than English are days well spent, in my opinion.
Yeah. Seriously though, like I'm happier when I speak in Spanish. There's just something about it.
Well, and going along with that, I think, I don't know, you can tell me if you've noticed this, but at least for me, Spanish speaking Sean is more, I think maybe a little more relaxed, more like more adventurous, and maybe more just like interested in like just, I don't know, like broing down with people, it's like I feel more interested in like just being more social, I think, than I do in English. And I don't know if that's a facet. I don't know if that's a reflection of the culture or what it is, but it's really cool to be able to like discover new facets of my own personality through languages.
Oh yeah.
Is that
That's
something
an
that like you've
important
noticed?
topic, dude, 'cause I definitely agree with you on that. Like when you speak Spanish, you're still you, but you're more, yeah, like you were saying, laid back, just at home. Like easier to open up to people. It's really cool.
Yeah, totally.
And for me, it's very similar. Like I think, well, I'm just like I'm a laughy guy. Like I laugh all the time, but I think I laugh a lot more when I'm speaking Spanish. And
Yeah. I feel like some of the funniest jokes are jokes in Spanish,
oh
and it's just like, I don't know. Yeah, I totally get that.
yeah.
And it's not like I'm a different person entirely. It's like, no, I'm still Sean, but it's like I'm like a di like just a slightly different side of Sean that I don't usually explore, So it's not like I'm a totally new person. Like it's not like some multiple personality disorder, but it's just like, yeah, I get to learn more about myself and yeah, just see that side of myself that I don't usually get to see, and I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. It's really cool to like I really want to travel more in my life. As I've started like getting older, I've realized I really want to like get out there. Like right now I'm thinking I want to go to Peru,
Oh, that'd be
and
sweet.
like go up into the mountains and hike up there. Just like get out and like have those experiences where I'm like developing who I am and like understanding myself better through like talking to people or just living the dream or It's just
No, yeah, that makes
so
total
cool though
sense.
that you can, from learning a language, have doors open to like understanding yourself better and like understanding the world around you better. It's super cool. You mentioned that earlier, like way earlier, that speaking another language is a puzzle and it can be fun. Like for you, how have you been able to make learning a language fun?
Oh, that's a good question. So I think one thing that I've had to do is I've had to step back a little bit and just say, like, okay, I've almost had to have like just confidence in my own brain, like, okay, I learned English magically.
Yeah. Seriously, though.
Like somehow I'm speaking to you in English, and it's not perfect English. I
Yeah.
say a lot, things like that, but like I learned English and I didn't even have to think about it. And so I have to just have this confidence that like, listen, I can learn any language. It's not like it more than anything, it just takes consistency and trial and error. Just like a, you know, just like a child learning a new language. Sometimes they're going to say things just a little off. And that's okay because they're learning, they're progressing. And so I've had to kind of step back and take that macroscopic view of like, okay, this is absolutely a process. It's not a like deal or no deal issue where it's like, well, if I mess up a few times, then I failed, you know, I have to log out and call it a day. But instead it's like you just keep working at it, you keep fine tuning and fine tuning and fine tuning, and over time it's like a muscle, it's like exercising. You just have to continue to improve it. And so I think you have to step back, you have to realize that, and then you have to basically just do anything in your power to immerse yourself in it. So I think input is huge. You know, when you and I learned Spanish, we were surrounded by it every day. We were speaking in it, we were reading in it. We were, you know, you dabble in the grammar, and you just try to just soak it up like a sponge. And at first it might feel a little counterproductive because it's like, well, I'm doing all this soaking up, but like it doesn't feel like I'm seeing the puzzle, you know, come into fruition. But it's a process. You soak up, soak up, soak up. Like you think about a baby when they're first learning and they, you know, they don't speak real sentences until, you know, 2 or 3 years old. And so luckily, we're better at learning now than we probably were at babies. As far as phonetics, we're maybe not quite as good, but we're pretty good at learning, but we just have to be consistent and immerse ourselves in it. And then I think you have to be you have to find ways to make it fun. So I've, you know, one way that I love to do it is by finding series on Netflix or certain YouTubers or certain magazines or newspapers that I like to read, finding those in the language of interest, and then just continuing to immerse yourself in that world through that. And you know, I keep a list of like vocab words, and I go over it every once in a while, but I think more than anything is just that immersion. 'Cause your brain is amazing, and it is really good at picking up puzzles. You just have to give it enough time to figure out the puzzle.
That's so true. Like that time aspect is huge because yeah, my first 6 weeks were horrible. Learning Spanish, I just felt like I was getting nowhere. And at the end of the 6 weeks, I felt like I hadn't amounted to jack squat. And I just was like, I have received nothing out of my learning. Like, I know how to say my name, I can introduce myself, I can talk about myself, and I can say what I'm going to do right now. But like, other than that, I had nothing. But what I didn't realize was that after those 6 weeks, I was like kind of tuning my brain to receive the inputs, and I was better prepared to be able to receive inputs and then think of outputs. Because really, like at the end of the day, if you can have input, and then try your best with like speaking the language, it'll just come with time. You don't even have to really think about it. So yeah, like you said, like listening to media and like having just constant like experiences with the language will dramatically speed up the rate that you learn it. And also, like you said,
No, I
like
agree.
experiences that are meaningful to you. I was actually like full like a month ago watching this cool TED Talks by Matthew Yolden. He talks about the myths and shortcuts to learning a language. He basically argues that, yo, learning a language is super easy. You can do it within a month. This guy's like, I think he's got 20 languages under his belt, probably more than that now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And he argues that you can get by in a language in less than a month. And he gave three simple little facets or little tips that you should focus on. Looking for similarities, keeping it simple and relevant to like your own experiences, and then consistency, having like a 30-minute a day or 2-minute a day regimen where you're just constantly thinking about that specific thing, right? And I really feel like as I was able to apply that throughout my learning of the language, it became a lot more just a part of me and less about like a chore or something. It became just like, yeah, this is who I am. Like I speak Spanish. Like
Yeah.
I'm not perfect, but I'm still working on it. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it's I love lifting weights. I love exercise. And one of the old sayings that you hear a lot of old-fashioned bodybuilders say is that it muscle growth comes down to time under tension. And I think and there's definitely a lot of nuance to that. It's like, well, there are higher quality exercises and things like that.
Right.
But the principle is totally there. And I think that absolutely applies to learning a language, where it's or any skill for that matter. But if you want to be better at the language, you just need time under tension. You need that input. It's a little rigorous, like it's a little tricky. Like, don't be afraid of the grammar, but also understand that like if you're bench pressing and you fail, like you can't get the weight up a bunch of times, it's like, okay, lighten the weight a little bit. It's like take it at a good pace so that you don't feel overwhelmed, because you want it to be fun more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
And when you do that, then you're primed for progress. It's the same with being in the gym. It's like, I can go 3 days a week and lift weights for an hour and enjoy lifting weights, or I can go every single day and lift for 2 hours and maybe get better results at the beginning. But guess what? I'm going to get better results in the long run with the 3 day approach, because it's
Exactly.
something that I can stick to, So find your length, find, whatever it is that really inspires you to learn that language, and then try to keep it fun. It's hard, it's rigorous, but like, find the fun in it. And I think that's where maybe school curriculum makes it tough, is
Yeah.
that it
Yeah.
comes down to worksheets and being
Or
embarrassed in front of your
grading.
class. Yeah,
Exactly.
it's instead of just like developing a new way of thinking, just developing a new side of yourself, I think is how you have to look at it.
Yeah, like overstressing yourself or breaking your body. I love that analogy to working out, 'cause in high school, when I was on the wrestling team, I felt like I needed to be working out 4 hours a day every day of the week. And so I did that for solid like 8 months straight. Just every day went to the gym 4 hours a day right after school. And I like broke my body.
Oh,
I
dang.
broke it. And obviously like I got stronger, but it wasn't the smartest approach to like just developing myself.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, like having 3 days, the 3 day regimen, you can get as much out of a week of working out as in 3 days of working out. I think the same thing applies to learning a language. If you break your brain while doing it, it's going to be uncomfortable and the words won't come out because you're not enjoying yourself.
Yeah,
But
you.
if you're enjoying yourself, you're applying it to whatever your own life, right? Then it
Yeah.
becomes real and fun.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to turn something that can be this really enjoyable, formative experience. You don't want to turn that into some sort of trauma. Like, you don't want to have PTSD from language learning. Language learning, it should be fun. It should be exciting. Like, and I don't know. I just keep going back to like, okay, if a tiny baby can learn a language and can speak it fluently, then what is stopping me when I have the internet, I have endless resources, I'm better at learning than I was when I was 3 years old, 2 years old. So it's like, I have more learning techniques, I have more resources, and like, I have all these things at my fingertips. I should be better equipped than a baby is. And like, of course, phonetically, I might not be perfect, because babies have that special ability to be able to hear different sounds, and they're I feel like their speech is still being developed, like they're you know,
Good
so like
bunch.
a
Yeah.
baby who grows up in Mexico is probably still going to have a better accent, a better
Yeah.
Spanish accent than me,
Yeah.
even though I've studied it for coming on 4 years, you know.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, I can get pretty darn close, and that's awesome, you know.
No, super. Because, like, I love how you refer to the anatomy part. Because it's true. When you're a baby, like, you come kind of tuned, ready to receive inputs and mirror the world around you. And you, like a sponge, you can suck everything in. And it's, people say it's super easy to learn a language as a baby, but I don't think it's any different as an adult than it is as a
Yeah,
baby. And
I totally agree.
you actually have more neurons firing as an adult than you did as a baby. Like parts of your brain are like developing that weren't developing as a baby. And it's just cool how people will, you know, study a language for a month, give up and say, I'm too old for this. But the whole reason they didn't learn the language wasn't the fact that they couldn't, it's just that they didn't try.
Yeah, or they let themselves feel overwhelmed,
Yeah.
and that's where the consistency comes in. It's like
Yeah.
find what makes it fun and just stick to it, man. And if you need to adjust, like totally adjust. It's not a like you would be incredibly surprised at the amount of progress you can make within a month. But on the other hand, like don't be discouraged when you're not fluent in a month. Like that's okay. A baby doesn't just pop out and learn a language in a month. Like it takes a lot of time. It takes so much time, and they listen and they listen and then they mimic. And so I think one thing that I've really been trying to do, especially to improve my accent, is like I'm obviously already listening and reading. You know, I have a lot of podcasts and in Spanish and Portuguese and Italian that I listen to while I'm at work or in the car or whatever. And then I watch TV shows and then I read. So I'm like constantly immersed in these worlds. But then I like to like listen to something like, or maybe watch a YouTube video and just watch the movements of the person's mouth and just copy those movements. Just like, I mean, it's literally like I'm a baby who's like,
That's like CIA next level, like
yeah. Well, and
getting
actually
into
there's a
the
name
head
for it.
of the
They
other person. That's deep.
it's like just mimicking every like mouth position and every sound that comes out of their mouth. And it's like it sounds borderline psychotic,
No,
but
it sounds hardcore. It sounds sick.
and that's like I think that's more like once you get to a certain level, it's a technique called shadowing where it's like, okay, you know how to speak the language, but you want to improve your accent a little bit. And so that's what I've been doing with Spanish and Portuguese because I feel like I'm at the stage where I'm pretty comfortable, but I really just want to perfect that accent. And
Absolutely.
like my Italian is still a little behind that,
Yeah,
you know.
but you're just getting started
I'm
with
still
Italian.
yeah, I'm
Oh,
still
you're
figuring out all
stubborn,
the
right?
grammatical structures. And yeah, I started about I think like 50 something days ago, so almost 2
Holding
months.
strong. Wait, so what do you do for Italian?
Yeah.
Do you, is it similar? Like, okay, this is a question I was going to ask you because right now, the only language that I'm currently working on still is Spanish. I like to crack jokes in Portuguese, but other than that, like I'm really focusing on Spanish right now. But you're focusing on
Yeah,
like
which
three different languages at once. Do you feel like for you, learning different languages requires a different approach, or do you just keep the same approach that's worked for you for other languages?
that is a good question. I think I have fine-tuned my strategy a little bit. I think I value Oh, that's a very good question. So, I think I put a little less weight into just really drilling down the grammar. When I was learning Spanish, I was just super, super intent on just mastering the grammar, and which is incredibly important. But I think when you're starting off, like with Italian, you know, I have a little grammar book, but I don't, you know, I go through it a little bit, I reference it a little bit, but more than anything, I'm like I put a higher, I put more value, more weight to just a lot of input, and then the grammar book is there as a supplement,
Oh, okay.
so it's there to help me when I get stuck. But otherwise, I feel like that's where language learning gets less fun. That's where it gets bogged down. And so I think I've gotten better at just making it sustainable and fun than I did when I was first learning Spanish, because when I was learning Spanish, it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was very traumatic. Like you were saying, you know, like those first few weeks, months, I was like, I'm never gonna learn this thing. I am horrible, you know, this is awful. And it was not fun. And luckily I was able to get over that learning curve. But I think with learning Portuguese and Italian, it's been something where I'm a little more patient, and I think I've learned quicker for that. Like I've just valued, okay, pretend like you're a baby or something. Just like immerse yourself in it, listen to it, watch videos, all this stuff, read in it. And then I've been able to see, like, even after just like 20 hours of pretty good study, I'm like, whoa, I understood that. Like I understood that podcast, you know, like no, I didn't understand 100%, but like I got 80% of it. And like, you know, you just have all those victories and you build that momentum, and then you dabble in the grammar and fine tune things. But yeah, momentum is huge.
That's like
So I think I've learned momentum is big.
that straight up is like a life lesson that I've had to learn through learning a language and other things, is that
Oh
you
yeah.
have to give yourself little victories throughout the day to tell yourself, I know I can do this. That's the whole reason people that are successful make their beds, is because making your bed in the morning is the first victory of the day. And then after that, they
Yeah.
meditate or they eat breakfast. They have a regiment routine that helps them be successful, and they know it works because it's worked in the past. I think that's, I don't know, I like to call that the dunk paradox. Back in the day, basketball, nobody thought of dunking it. That was just out of the reach of human capacity. Like, nobody could dunk, no way. But
Yeah.
then one guy does it, and what happens? The entire league can dunk now. And I
Yeah,
think
they're like, wait a minute, that was cool.
that was cool. Like, it's possible somebody can do it, or I can do it. And I think once you have those small victories in learning the language, it makes you exponentially increase your ability to speak it.
Yeah.
Super
No, I
cool,
think that's a
man.
perfect analogy.
Super cool.
And one thing I would say is, when you're starting out, like, don't be afraid, like, just try things, because everyone learns a little bit differently. Like, one thing that I've done with Italian, and like you'll watch videos on YouTube, and people will say, do not do Duolingo, you're wasting your time. But I found that while learning Italian, like, Duolingo was a perfect springboard. Like, it's not going to teach me the whole language, but it was really good, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago, to just get me introduced to some sentences. Like, oh, that's how you say that in Italian. Like, just fine tuning that, learning a few keywords. And then once I felt like, okay, my reading ability is better, my listening ability has improved, because, you know, I was doing a little bit of Duolingo, but I was also doing a lot of other listening and reading and things like that. And once you get to a certain point, then you kind of can graduate from it. But you don't have to stick your nose up at certain things. If you feel like they're helping you, and if you feel encouraged to keep learning, and you feel like you're taking things away from it, then like, it's not a bad thing. It's like, yeah, you might be better off having an Italian tutor and paying $100 a month, you know. But like, some people, you know, I can't afford that. And
No,
so
no way.
find what works, you know, and you can do it totally free. Find what works, and just stick with it and improve it and fine tune it. And you have to customize it, you have to personalize it, because you're not going to stick to it if you don't. Like, there's a reason that no one learns Spanish, even though they take tons of Spanish in high school.
Exactly.
It's like I took 2 years of high school, one of them, or 2 years of high school Spanish, and came away from that not knowing a thing. Like, one of them was even a college course, and I still did
I
not know a
learned,
thing,
I
you know?
wrote an
So,
entire essay in Spanish, did not know what I was saying.
yeah, exactly. And so it's like, stick to what works for you and what's fun, and that will get you a lot farther than just doing monotonous worksheets.
Yeah. It's really
Like, that's why
the
babies
mindset
learn, because
thing.
they're like interested.
Yeah, exactly. It's all in the mindset, I feel.
I think so. I think a lot of it starts there, and having a long-term perspective of like, okay, this is like, well, it's, going back to like lifting weights or eating healthier. It's like, it's a process. It's not a day and night thing, but it's like, okay, if you do this and you find this regimen that you can stick to and it's enjoyable in the process, then like over time you're going to see huge, huge payoffs. But you have to be patient and understand that it's a process.
Seriously.
So be patient with yourself, be flexible, and be just like hungry to learn more, I think. Be that sponge,
Oh, dang.
Just
We need that
slurping up those languages or whatever you're
on
trying to learn.
the phone.
And if I can learn a few languages, then anyone can.
Yeah. Doom roasted.
That's the best proof.
I love it. No, seriously though, man, like, and like you were saying, like you surprise yourself at the end of the day.
You really do. And sometimes you're like, whoa, I can't believe my brain like remembered that,
Right.
or like put that like rem like put that grammatical structure together without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, brain,
Well, brain
you
chill,
are
man.
smarter than I give you credit for. It's like, yeah, we learned languages, like we learned English, you and I, through magic. And so who's to say that we can't learn other languages through magic?
Yeah.
Okay, not magic, but
Magic.
just a ton of input and then practice.
Yeah, but it is magic though, so
I mean, frankly, it is
magical.
incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm able to take a thought and condense it down and encode it and make it like just turn it into these weird sounds that are transmitted to your ears
Yeah.
that you can then decode that signifies what I originally had in my brain in your brain. Like that's crazy.
Yeah,
It's so weird.
super crazy.
It's magic.
It's magic, man. It's all we can do. Like all the
That's
science of
all I
that
can say.
is just magic, dude.
So I'm just a sorcerer,
I'm
but with
just a sorcerer.
languages.
I'm like the master sorcerer.
I'm a language wizard,
I'm a language
but that doesn't mean
wizard.
I'm good at languages. It
Pow!
just means that I dabble in
I
magic.
dabble in that. Abracadabra. Oh,
Watch
dude.
out, bro.
Watch
I'm dangerous.
Cuidado.
Cuidado.
Oh, that's sick. All right. Well,
Yeah, man.
I think we'll wrap that quick episode right there. This was another
Oh,
episode
yeah.
of Sid Talks. So this one was sponsored by Shoes, a van company, and Sean, my good friend.
Hey,
Hey.
what's up?
All right, we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Peace out.
Sweet. Sweet. And then I
Woo!
record it or like cut it. We did
You're like, all right, I just need to push record.
it. Woo! All right, just need to
You're
push
like, and
record and
go.
we're done.